Zimmer at the press conference, well, we didn't play well enough.
I think we did some really good things.
Now, let's point out something. Harris. Harris played really well.
No. That's what Zimmer's going to say. I thought we did really good in some areas, but we just didn't do enough to win. That's what he says every time they lose.
I'm proud of my guys.
Fucking bullshit, dude. Why don't you, instead of saying we need to play better,
play better!
Enough with the positiveness, will ya?
It's Dave, Drew, and Ted back again to discuss how the Vikings lost the bye.
Yeah! 2 weeks to let me ask you this. We have 2 weeks to prepare. They have a week next week, but their game plan is five times as good! Now, what?
You know...
They have better plays. They have better execution. Their playbook is way more open than ours, dude. I mean, face it.
Here's my thing on this whole deal. Mike Zimmer, I think he's a good coach, but he is not very good coming out of the bye. Everybody bags on Denny Green for a lot of things, but Denny Green was damn near unbeatable going into the bye and coming out of the bye. And say what you want. Say what you want about Denny Green.
Denny Green was a fantastic coach.
He was. But when you have 2 weeks to prepare for a game that you know not only is going to be in prime time, but it's for first place. If you win, it doesn't guarantee you a playoff spot, but it really makes your path to the playoffs a whole hell of a lot easier.
It would have given them the third seed in the
NFC. Especially when Washington and Carolina lose, you lay that egg. I'm done. I'm not done. I'm almost done. I'm almost done with this team.
I feel for it. I'm in thorough agreement. I mean, there's some things I wanted to write on the thread, and I actually changed my mind because I'm thinking I don't want to sound like I don't want to let. You know, the worst time to probably talk to me is after a game like this because I'm pretty emotional. I mean, I say a lot of different things, but not anything I don't. I agree with you. I don't know. It's really frustrating, Ted. It really is. It really is. We're not as good as we thought we were, first off. I mean, I think we could be. We have all this talent. We got a lot of good players out there, but we come out and just play like that. And it makes
Three weeks from now, what's our record going to be? We're 5-4-1 now. We're home against Green Bay in prime time. Yay. On the road at Seattle and on the road in New England. What's our record going to be in 3 weeks?
We'll buckle in Seattle. We won't start playing good teams that shit till the fourth quarter. We'll be down in that game too. What's our record going to be? Our record will be
It's going to be 6-6-1. That's what it's going to be. They're going to go 1-2 these next 3 weeks.
It would be hard to. I mean, it's not what I want, but how am I going to argue with that from what I just seen?
You can't because you've already called the Patriots game.
No, I know we're going to win that game. That'll be the one. Then we're going to look back and say, "How the hell did we play this bad at Soldier Field?" But I don't know. It gets the frustrating part of it. I mean, I'm not even talking about the last 50 years. Of course, that's frustrating. This season really felt like we had it all. We got Cousins. We got great defense. I mean, we're yada-da, and then we're laying eggs right and left. It's got to be internal. There's got to be something going on. I mean, let me ask you guys, what do you guys think of this offensive coordinator?
I'm not impressed. When the Vikings got two turnovers in plus territory, not going for the end zone on the first or second play was criminal. Borderline criminal.
But typical.
Run the ball. Hey, let's run Dalvin Cook, who's got 10 carries for 12 yards. What a good idea.
Terrible. And then he kept going back to it. Kept going back to the well to lose two. Lose two. Lose one. Lose two. Stop running that fucking play, please.
Well, or they'd be third and one, and they bring in Murray and set him in the eye, and everybody and his brother knew we were going to run.
I mean, where's the play action and the jet sweeps and the misdirection and the screens and all the nifty? Where's all those plays at? Where are they at?
Being called by Nagy.
We don't have any of those. I mean that's true. Dave's got a good point. I think we talked about that on the thread. But where are all the? I mean, doesn't it seem like the other team had this big basket full of great plays, and then we have like five or six vanilla ones? That's what it seems like.
Yeah, and did you notice that the few times the Vikings rolled out Cousins and had a mobile pocket, they had a fair amount of success?
Right.
I mean, look, you can't do it every play. I get it. But it feels like the Vikings coaching staff this year is not setting the players up to succeed like they were last year.
Right, right. Show up with that. One, two, three.
They were not.
That's the lead-in right there.
Say what you want about Pat Shurmur as head coach for the Giants this year, but he seemed to understand the Vikings offense to the point where he put Case Keenum and Latavius Murray and Diggs and Rudolph and all those guys and Jarius Wright, he put them in position to make a play. Now, whether or not they made a play wasn't really on him,
right,
but he gave them the opportunity to make a play. And I don't know that John DeFilippo was doing that as consistently as Pat Shurmur was last year.
I actually wrote
not
during
even close.
Ted, during the game thread, I actually wrote towards the end of the game, not that it matters now, but I certainly would have liked to seen Shurmur run this offense. I would like to have seen what would happen if he was still in charge of running the offense. Hell, at this point, I'll have fucking Amy Shurmur run the offense. Pat, Amy, whoever you want.
This team went 13-3 last year with an offensive line. I would argue on a pure talent comparison is no worse than this line is in 2018. And Case Keenum is your quarterback, who had a great season, but I don't think he's as good as Kirk Cousins. And they went 13-3.
Maybe. Every time the camera would show DeFilippo, I was thinking, take that big-ass fluffy warm jacket from him. Take that motherfucker from him. Make him stand there in a tank top and say, all right, if you get this shit done, I'm going to give you a coat back. Stand there in the cold. Matter of fact, put your shorts on, too. You're going to earn some keep here.
I don't know, man.
We couldn't string together. It's like we're chasing the game in this negative way from the beginning. From the beginning. It doesn't even feel like it. Feels like we're a boxer fighting off the ropes every round, trying to save ourselves.
And for all the criticism that I think the DeFilippo rightly gets, explain to me with a straight face how you have 2 weeks to prepare for this game with this much at stake and absolutely lay an egg for 3.5 quarters. That's completely on Mike Zimmer. It is. And I'm not saying Mike Zimmer needs to get fired, but I'm saying you're what now, 2-3 coming out of the bye as a head coach, right?
Correct.
Am I right in that?
You are correct.
That's – I'm sorry, man. That's just not cool. That's not acceptable.
I made a point during about halftime saying this team does not look prepared to play, especially for a team that's been waiting 2 weeks to play this game.
No, exactly. They were like going through the motions like it was warm-ups and freaking practice on a Wednesday.
Fuck, it's always the same. You know, it's the same pattern with these guys. They never – they.
What, 59 years now, 58 years? How long has this franchise been in existence?
61.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah, since 1961, which is what, 59 years?
59 years.
This is their 59th year?
58 years.
58 years.
I think, yeah.
It never changes. It's the same thing. Kirk Cousins, I was telling, I don't know if you could hear me, Drew, but Kirk Cousins is the Minnesota Vikings in encapsulated.
Oh, he's made for this fucking team. It's a total fucking meltdown, dude. I mean, and as I'm watching it, I don't want to downgrade it because I know the guy's under pressure a lot. There's a lot you got to play in with Cousins. You can't just rip on him. Well, you can, but part of you has to say, is the pressure that fucking guy faces. Well, I'm surprised he completes anything.
He was under assault all night, but
his O-line is shit. His
interceptions were horrible.
Oh, they were terrible.
Horrible.
No even read. I mean, that was fucking John O'Korn. Wouldn't you agree? Those were just not even meant. I mean, when he goes back.
Hornibrook. They were Hornibrook. Oh!
And then a couple minutes later, he'll make this amazing play, a lateral movement in the pocket, and make this dart throw to Diggs. And you're going, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Or like with less than 2 minutes left, or when they were running their 2 minute drill, he climbs the pocket and runs for 6 or 7 yards. Where was that in the first half?
We don't play. You know, it's the same thing. I was talking to Ruby. I said, this offense is the same offense we had against that team from Wisconsin when the game was out of reach. We started kicking ass. Why the fuck do we wait till then to start playing like that?
They didn't do anything remotely close to what they did against the Packers. They didn't. I mean, that they didn't.
But when the game, and what I'm saying, my point is, when they get a couple touchdowns down, it seems like I have more confidence in them. Then I don't know why. I feel like they're going to drive the field and score.
Yeah.
When it's 0-0, I'm waiting for the fucking mistake. When all I'm doing is watch Viking games now. All you're doing is waiting for the mistake. That's all you're doing.
And then it's like, once the press is off and you're down by 21 points, you can enjoy the game.
No, don't lie to me. Ted Glover, when you're watching the game and we string together about 6 or 7 good plays, I know you have your beer going any second now. Any second now.
The other shoe's going to drop. It's too good to be true. Drew, you froze up.
I don't know, dude. It's just so – it's always the same. It's just like, fuck.
Every year. Hey, man.
It's like that Philly game, Ted. That's what it looked like. That's what it felt like, too. It's like, hell is that noise?
What?
It's a phone.
Fuck.
Put that thing on silent, bro.
Honestly. Come on, man. No, it didn't. It felt.
Hello?
Eleanor.
Hello?
I'm asleep, Abby. Bill,
yeah, I know, but I'm recording a show real quick.
President, we're talking all to right. The president. Right,
bye. What are you doing?
Come on, we're talking
what
to you,
what? Okay, flip. Now call a play. Get off the phone and call a play. Get in the game.
Oh. Dave just went DeFilippo on us. Hold on. 3rd and 6. Hold on. I got a call.
Hold on.
It's
hold
like
on.
Summer in the NFC Championship.
Yeah.
Hang on. Hey, I got a text from the Giants.
I'm ordering my pizza for after the game.
Yeah, honey. Honey, I can bring home some milk. Hold on. Take a time out so I can figure this out. Fuck. It was almost beyond frustrating. It didn't look like a team that had prepared any kind of game plan. Bears came out sharp and made, you know, they were, you know, right from the beginning. And I look at my wife and I say, this isn't even surprising anymore. This doesn't surprise me anymore. It's like, you know what's going to surprise me? When we come out and take a 14-0 lead on anybody, that's going to fucking surprise me.
Right?
No, what's going to surprise you is we're going to win the next 3 games. You're going to go, why the fuck did we lose here?
No, but you know what? We're not going to win the next 3 games.
Go down the roster, Ted Glover. You've been following football a long time. In your head, I mean, you can say them out loud if you want, but you're Richardson, Joseph, Hunter, Griffin, Cook, Cousin. Name all the guys we got, and we play like the Raiders. I mean, why? That doesn't make any fucking sense, dude.
The Raiders won today.
Quite that bad, but yeah.
Well, that's it. Now we're even worse than the Raiders. No, you know what I mean. There's too much talent to be playing like this.
You might not have heard me. I don't know if you did or not, but I've been here. Let me pull the tweet up. I'll read it verbatim.
While he's pulling the tweet up, Dave, you pull the stats up because when he's done,
I've got it up. Go ahead, Ted.
I'm so sick of being let down by this team for 45 years. I just wanted to celebrate one Super Bowl with my dad before he died, just one. I am almost done with this franchise, and I'm not kidding. No matter who the coach or the players are, the results never change, ever. It doesn't matter if it's Zimmer, if it's Denny, even the great Hall of Fame coach Bud Grant. Nothing ever changes when it comes to the absolute big moment
right.
when the Vikings need to put up or shut up. they rarely put up.
Yeah, there's way more disappointment than there is. I mean, yeah, I don't even know what to say to that. You're absolutely right. I mean, you go through a game. We go through Viking games, and there's like tonight, there's like five things to cheer for. I mean, that's what it felt like.
Yeah,
we got an interception. Yeah. And then we got 50 bad plays.
Yeah. Anthony Harris had a great game. Stephon Diggs had a great game. Adam Thielen over 1,000 yards. But, you know, but again, we're talking about these freaking moral victories. And I'm so sick
of moral
victories.
There is no moral victories. It's just we chase the game. Even if we pull that game out, it's going to feel like a loss. Even when Vikings win a game, it feels like a loss.
It wouldn't have. It absolutely would not have, because it's Chicago, and the Vikings have such a hard time winning in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. But you kind of feel like that when I'm sitting down, like waiting for the kickoff. I'm sitting here, and I get this gloomy-ass feeling. Gloom. Thinking, what the fuck is going to happen now?
I felt bad all week. I didn't feel good about this game all week.
Well, I kind of did the later the week got, but as the game started unfolding, I started telling myself, you know, why do we have to, why? I don't know.
All right, you guys talk amongst yourself. I got to go get another beer. I'll be right back.
All right. Let me talk about those stats real quick.
Oh, let me hear the numbers.
There's two stats that I pointed out last Thursday when I did my write-up for the group that I wanted. I said, if these stats come out, whichever way they come out, this is how the game will be decided. And I said, turnovers and third down conversions. Whoever wins those two stats is going to win the game. And I was wondering how. Weren't we even on turnovers, or do we have?
I think we're plus one in turnovers.
Both quarterbacks threw two interceptions each.
Vikings recovered a couple in fumbles. So they were plus one. Vikings were plus one in fumbles or in turnovers.
We fumbled one, though, too. I think it was 3-3. Last I saw it was 3-3. And I don't know if that was before the pick six.
Oh, was it?
I'm not sure. I saw a stat. Cook fumbled.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we were 3-3, or they might have had, we might have had one more turnover than them either way. But third down conversions, I'm kind of wondering what that number is, because it seemed like there was a couple vital times we needed to get them off the field and we didn't do it.
Hold on. Football is stupid. I'll be right back.
Yeah! Football is stupid. I don't know. Third down wise, I think I can't punch up the stats in front of me, but I'd be interested to see what Chicago was, because it seemed like they converted six or seven third downs. And we seemed to convert all of ours in maybe two drives.
We had so many fucking crap three and out. Come on, load up, you piece of shit.
Not only crap three and out. Well, this is what you mean by crap three and outs. It's not only having a three and out. I'll wait for Ted to get his earbuds in. Hey, it's not only having a three and out. Get this, but it's three terrible plays for a three and out. That makes it like 10 times worse. You know what I'm saying? They have a run for no gain, and then an incomplete pass that gets thrown into the ground 20 feet away from the receiver. And then on third down, there's another incomplete that's thrown out of bounds. And you're thinking, that's the best fucking three plays you got in your book?
Or how about a screen pass that loses 6 yards? That's always a good one.
And then run it three different times, and it still loses yardage.
I have now switched to fat tire, if anybody cares.
There you go. The old fat tire.
Which
that's
is
a good should be a flat tire.
That's the nickname I gave Dave's game. Mom.
Oh, Dave.
I'm not finding your third down conversion stat.
Well, whatever the third down conversions was, I have a feeling they ended up on the better end of it. I don't know that for a fact, but
hold on.
We'd have third and nine, third and 11. All right, we're going to get them off the field, get a punt, and they'd throw like a 14-yard pass to Robinson, who's wide fucking open in front of Waynes.
Or Tariq Cohen would run for a first down on second and 21.
What about that? What about that call? I actually had the remote. Dude, I had the remote like this. I had the remote elevated. Rudy said, don't do it.
Don't do it.
It's the last one. I don't have a box.
Don't kill the remote.
I had it raised. It's going. I was looking at it going, your history, pal. I couldn't believe that play when they pulled it off.
That whole game was just maddening.
You know, but it felt so typical of what we always do when we lay eggs, beat ourselves all the time, dude. It's so disheartening.
You know, we said last year, and a couple really good wins this year, like in the Eagles game or whatever,
right?
That the Vikings did a very good job of playing complementary football. The offense complemented the defense well. When the offense needed to drive, they would get one. When the defense needed to stop, they'd get one. And the Vikings played anti-complementary football. When the defense needed to get off the field, they couldn't. When the offense needed to make a play,
they did.
The play was a turnover, which, you know, I mean, it was a – I mean, Cousins even threw a pick six tonight, man. I just – God.
Right, right.
You know, like right before Cousins threw that pick six, at that point, I think the Vikings were down, like, what, one score, weren't they?
Correct.
What was the score at that point? I can't remember off the top of my head.
What, 14-3?
No. It was fourth quarter.
This is what put them at 25. It was
– Yeah. Anyways, Vikings
14-6? 14-6.
Yeah, the Vikings had they gone down, they needed a touchdown and a 2-point conversion to tie the game. Or as horribly as they'd played, that was, you know, they were still
in it
in the game.
Sure.
And Cousins throws that pick six, man. And it was, you know, my first thought was $84 million. We paid you a lot of money. To bring your fourth quarter comeback capability to Minnesota and do something in a game like this, and you threw
that
pick
was
six.
A bad pass, fucking ugly.
It was horrible.
Pass.
It was a horrible throw.
Yeah, you know, the football. We've all been watching a long time. It's a pretty simple sport, and a lot of it gets overlooked when you look at the breakdown of what's say when your offense. It comes down to something as simple as getting yards on first down. The Bears were getting 4 or 5 yard runs with Howard. They're in second and five. They're in second and five. We're in second and 11 all night.
Exactly. Right.
But there was a lot of times when we were third and three, right? Third and two, third and three. We had short yardage on third down, but then we'd get stupid and not get it. No, I was watching that. I was quite pleased on our third downs where we were, but we just would come up short.
It seemed to me we were in second long all fucking night. I don't know. Maybe I was looking at
it. Yeah, second, but not third. Would usually make that up.
Well, my point being is if you're in second and 4 or 5, that gives you a lot more options than second and 11.
Opens up your whole playbook.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I mean, it just.
Well, if you don't constantly run on first down and get nothing.
Well, and then keeps going back to it and back to it and back to it and back to it. And it's all you're doing is wasting downs. It's almost like Canadian football. At that point, you only got a couple downs to get what you're getting.
Let's get to the 53 and worry about it then.
I don't know. I'm really concerned because, you know, Ted brings up 6-6-1, and I really think that's a possibility. But if you have 2 weeks to prepare for a team, and let's face it, this isn't the Saints or the Rams. Comes to the Patriots. It's the fucking Bears. I mean, they're a decent team, but they're no world beaters.
No. I'm sorry.
You got 2 weeks to prepare for this team, Ted. You gotta play better. You gotta play better.
I went on the SB Nation Bears site, Windy City Gridiron, and it's a great site run by a good bunch of folks. And I sort of trolled them. We do this segment. It's called Five Good Questions. One of their writers asked me five questions about the Vikings, and I answer them and vice versa. And so he asked me this thing about Mitchell Trubisky, and I said, you know, Trubisky reminds me a lot of Christian Ponder.
And
I'm sorry, he didn't play much better than Ponder. Look, he's got a better arm and he's got a
he runs better.
He's got more accuracy than Ponder does. I don't think he runs better than Ponder, to be honest, but I think Ponder was a great runner.
Sure.
But be that as it may, He's like Christian Ponder with like a better offensive coordinator.
Yeah,
that's all he is.
Look at some of the mistakes that guy made tonight.
And a defense that good should not have allowed 25 points. Well, 432-120, 1987, 17. Should not have allowed 17 points to that offense. Shouldn't have.
No, no, no. And you look at, you take a minuscule difference. Trubisky could have had 5 picks tonight. There was one that got batted up in the other way. Rhodes could have had a pick six. Rhodes on that pick six.
Rhodes,
The only thing about Trubisky is he ran around and got first downs. So his escapability was his strong point.
That's his freaking game. That's what his freaking game is.
But we can't let a guy like that beat us.
He's like Fran. He's like Fran Tarkenton, who throws left-handed.
Sorry, Fran. He was no rip on you, boy.
No, he runs like Tarkenton, but he doesn't throw like him.
It's here we just are. Something five, is missing. Four, one. Something is missing, and I don't. And I always talk about when I talk to people, whether it's in the group or we talk amongst ourselves, me and you, or the bonehead, the stupid mistakes. I guess. All teams make it because I watch a game. When I watch that Saints-Eagles game today, I seen a team that was miles ahead of where we are. And I told my wife, I go, we held Breeze to 120. It's amazing. Right. Seeing what he's doing week in and week out to these teams. I watched that game today. That looked like New Orleans against Old Dominion. That was terrible.
Alabama the Saints, against the Citadel.
The Saints are unstoppable, dude. Unstoppable offense. And I
Vikings
don't know.
The Vikings stopped them.
Yeah, why do we do that to the Saints? I mean, we held the Saints to 23 points. I mean, they scored 30, but they had a defensive touchdown. We held them to 23 points.
I thought it was less than that, but okay.
We should have won this game. I mean, what? No, we shouldn't have won. We didn't deserve to win it, but I'm talking about the bonehead mistakes. When do we – what is the problem? A lot of people say it comes down to coaching when you're making – what's with the personal fouls on Kendricks? It's fucking stupid. That's just a dumb play, dude. That's dumb. We had just scored a touchdown. We kicked off. We need to hold him. And on the first play, he has a late hit out of bounds, giving him 15 free yards. I'm going.
You mentioned coaching. I'm a firm believer that in the NFL, the talent on every roster, minus the very top one or two teams and the very bottom one or two teams, is 8 and 8 talent. Everybody has 8 and 8 talent.
I agree. Every team's good.
It all comes down to coaching from that point on. Whether you're 11-5 or 5-11 comes down to coaching. Maybe injuries. I mean, you could argue the Vikings in like 2016 with their 25 offensive hurt. Every now and again, a team gets hit with injuries to the point where it's just not recoverable. But for the vast majority of teams in the NFL, the difference between 11-5 and 5-11 is coaching. And right now,
outcoached tonight.
Well outcoached by Matt Nagy. And so,
with a week less to prepare.
Yeah, yeah. Which is baffling because Mike Zimmer's a good coach. Now, is it the offensive side? You could maybe argue that. I was really excited about John DeFilippo coming in. I'm not so excited about him now. Find me the next Matt Nagy. Find me the next Sean McVay to run this offense.
Yeah, I thought along those lines. When you see a defensive line own the line of scrimmage like it was tonight, you almost know you have no chance to win the game. I mean, that was ownership up front.
But see, there's things you can do.
There's things you can do to get around that.
Sure. Yes. Sure is. I mean, I've known watching the Bears over the course of the last 2 months that their D line, their front seven in general, is fucking wicked, and it's only gonna get better. Those guys are really good, and I knew we were gonna have matchup problems coming into it with them, but they were just throwing our guys around at will, and it was like, and I did mention in the group there are ways because people were complaining, why don't we? How come we're just getting owned like this? And I said, well, there's a way to combat it by different plays, but we don't seem to want to try them. I mean,
no, we stuck with the 7-step dropbacks. We didn't go to the 2 and 3 or the 3-step dropbacks till late in the fourth quarter with the quick passes that actually worked. And we drove down the field.
Gonna have to figure something out.
Well, I would suggest asking our viewers, you hoarders that watch the show, what do you suggest that we do or that the Vikings do so that we don't see this again, because we don't have the opportunity to see this again. We're basically going to have to win out if we have any chances of getting to the playoffs and having a chance. So please respond. Put your comments below.
First thing I'd do is have you take down those paintings behind you and put up a couple of pictures of Kate Upton. Maybe shave your beard. That'd be. Oh, you're talking about the football game.
No. I'm not shaving the beard.
Oh, you're talking about the game. Oh, okay. I get it. It's just, yeah, there's a lot of different areas. I mean, we try to look at something positive. I think you can look at, there's a few things that are positive about it. But I think Weatherly's turning into a great player. But, you know, I don't like looking at trying to pick positive.
Moral victories.
I don't really like moral victories, to be honest with you. Get it done. Get your shit done.
With that in mind, what have you got to say, Drew?
Meow, meow, Viking cow.
Ugh. Ted, what have you got?
The playoff dream is not dead. I think the chances for the Vikings to win the NFC North damn near die tonight. Mm-hmm. But Seattle and Washington losing and Alex Smith breaking his leg, that's terrible. I think the Vikings still have a solid shot at a wild card, but man.
Well, we're only one game behind the Bears, right? One game behind. They're 7-3.
Well, essentially two. Essentially two with the tiebreaker.
Oh,
I would argue three, but you know, people tell me my math sucks. But
do we play them the last week of the season?
Yeah. Week 17 at home.
I hope if that's for the division, I'd love that. If we just had that one shot at them.
If we'd have won tonight, I think it would have been. But I think the Bears will have the division free and clear by week 17.
Oh.
I hate to say it.
Fuck.
Oh, wow. But I honestly God think the Vikings will be playing for a playoff spot week 17.
Are you guys amazed that I'm able to be a Minnesota Viking fan and sober at the same time?
I'm not only amazed, but I want your autograph.
That's quite an accomplishment, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. I got to go write a stock market report.
Well, I was going to ask you about that.
I got to go eat something. I'm hungry.
Anything right, good?
Diggs and Anthony Harris, probably blue chips. It's going to be lit, man. I'm going to swear.
Hey,
the song I'm going to use. Had they won, I would have played Francis Albert Sinatra's Chicago, My Kind of Town.
All right.
But now since they lost, I'm going to play Shout by Tears for Fears.
Hey, can we
that's 2 weeks. Yeah, or 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
Can we cross this out and make it a two?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Now,
this is pretty fancy. Fancy fucking graphics. Don't we have it?
That's right.